Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebawing Ace Hardware. The Sandusky Community School District's Board of Education approved some expenditures from the 2024 bond funds. Approval was given to contribute $25,000 towards the baseball and softball backstop renovation work, along with the playground renovation work, totaling $14,410, and the purchase of certified playground mulch for $12,960. The bond funds will also pay $393,500 for HVAC improvements, $190,000 for electrical upgrading at the elementary school, and $219,516 over the next 6 years for a reading literacy series. And Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is marking Elder Abuse Awareness Month by highlighting new resources, education efforts, and legislative proposals aimed at protecting older adults across the state. According to the Attorney General's office, more than 100,000 Michigan seniors experience some form of abuse, neglect, or financial exploitations each year. State officials are encouraging residents to learn the warning signs and report suspected cases before harm escalates. The latest Elder Abuse Task Force newsletter outlines several initiatives, including training materials, scam prevention presentations for community organizations, and online educational resources covering elder justice and capacity assessments. The task force is also backing multiple bills currently under consideration in Lansing. Proposed measures would strengthen legal protections for vulnerable adults, expand penalties for financial exploitation, establish specialized personal protection orders, and create safeguards for adults under guardianship. Additional legislation would allow designated surrogates to make healthcare decisions when patients are unable to act on their own benefit behalf and no patient advocate is available. As part of the month-long awareness campaign, Michigan's Adult Services Division will host its third annual World Elder Abuse Awareness Day 5K walk on June 15th in Lansing. State officials are also reminding residents that free financial and medical power of attorney forms are available through the Department of Attorney General website, allowing individuals to designate trusted decision makers in advance. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebawing Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, the Sanilac Intermediate School District Board of Education approved three field trips. Approval was given for a biotechnology camping trip to Hartwick Pine State Park June 8th and 9th at a cost of $2,707. The funding for the trip will be paid from several accounts. Approval was also given for a biotechnology trip to Washington, D.C. for the Washington Leadership Conference from June 22nd and 27th at a cost of $2,152. And the trip's cost will be funded by several accounts. The board also approved allowing 18 engineering and design students to compete in the SAE Baja National Competition in New York, June 10th through the June 15th. The $11,693 cost of the trip will be funded by several accounts. During the meeting, it was announced Superintendent Katie Van Konant received an evaluation of effective, which is the highest ranking. The next board meeting will be at 6 p.m. Monday, June 22nd in the Satellite Career Center at 175 East Aitken Street Road in Peck. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sabawing Ace Hardware.